Castle Utopia, 1502. Routed from his ancestral stronghold, the castellan camped on a lake. A good place, he thought, a line of hills to watch the approaches. Two islands shaped like tears in the midst of deep water, where one of the French kings, Philip the Bold or Philip the Fair, who can remember, once bivouacked safe from ambush. A beautiful place. Lakeside rushes, fingerlings always moving, always pointing forward. Bodies of such transparency, their Lord could see anything they swallowed. Meaning comes from what we devour, so mused the castellan. Poet, put that in verse, and sing it tonight as we feast on tiny, transparent fish. Men, he told his gathered bravos, his poisoner, his executioner, his pet poet. Leave other men's wives alone. Strike none of your subordinates. Take only what is given. Kill only when you must. Don't piss upstream from where you drink. Poet, put that in sapphics. When he could defend his Ile de l'Arme no more, his soldiers heard him beg the devil to take him quickly. They deserted, but toasted him at reunions. A dreamer, but by God he could hoist a barrel to drink from the bung. Then poet recited an ode. Inside the great man's ear, death was a buzzing fly. Poisoner and executioner shaved heads in penance and composed a treatise on betony. When it shines in the meadow, dig down to its hands and feet. Tie them to a dog's neck, executioner wrote, making sure that she is hungry. Next, cast a gobbet of meat before her, so that when she lunges for it, she will jerk up the mint without human hands. Turned apothecary, poisoner prescribed botanica against visions and dreams. No one who eats it daily or hangs it dried around the neck will write flattering verse or build a kingdom on illusion or think the world's a bitch that will not eat her litter.